Okay, we're on. So today is Daf Lamed Ches. We're on Lamed Zayin with Beis, like the last two, three lines. Learn today's Daf. It's close for Fuhu Shleiman from Moshe Yitzhak Ben Bela Peril. And sponsored by Neshama Sipa Klein, Zeicha Nishma Asrifka, Lash Yehuda Do, Neshama Shalav Aliyah. Okay, so we're going now, continuing our discussion of being Yotze, different matzah that has a different status. So we're going to talk now about Maaser Sheni. Now, again, Maaser Sheni is besides the Maaser Rishon, right? This Maaser is you bring Maaser Sheni, which is you bring in the Shemitah cycle is year 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, and it can be eaten in, has to be eaten if you're a Torah, and only in Yerushalayim. It can also be poded, the Maaser onto money, then bring the money to Yerushalayim and use it to buy produce in Yerushalayim and eat it then. So Amar Rav Asi, Rav Asi says, Isa, so I have a dough, shall Maaser Sheni, so you have basically, that's matzah that's made from Maaser Sheni. The Divra of Meir, Peturim and Chala. No Divra Chachamim, Chayav and Chala. According to Meir, it's going to be Potter from Chala. According to Chachamim, it's going to be Chayav and Chala. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, the Divra of Meir. So it says, the Amar Reperek Sheni, the Kedushin, is a Machlokis, in the second Perek Kedushin, about Maaser Sheni. What is it considered? Is it considered Mamun Bailim? Does it belong to the owner? Or technically, does it belong to Hek, to Kodesh? So it says the right Amar Parish Shani the Kedushin Maaser Mamon Gavoah. So Maaser Shani, according to Meir, is Mamon Gavoah, and therefore it's Peturim in a Chala. Therefore, it's going to be Pater from being Mafresh Chala off of it. Kidem Eforish, because we're going to see the Ariso Seichem Ksiv. It says your dough, right? Veloshal Gavoah, not something that belongs to Gavoah. So that's why Rav Meir says it's Pater in a Chala. Well, Dibre Chachamim, who's going to hold in that Gemara Kedushin that Maaser Shani is Mamon Bailim, he's going to say it's chayeves b'chala. It's going to be obligated to take him b'chala. And then another din, maaser matzo shel maaser sheni. So if you have matzah that's made of maaser sheni, again, the divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, holds a maaser sheni is mamon gavoah, and it does no bailus on the person. He's going to say, ain adam yotze bo yidichov asa v'pesach. You're not going to be yotze yichov. But the divrei chachamim is going to say, yotze bo yidichov asa v'pesach. You are going to be yotze. Rashi says, the divrei Rabbi Meir, ain adam yotze bo tap Rashi. But filo dorish only lashnaninos. But we already said that you can't use maaser sheni because one mandamer said because maaser sheni we need lechem oni and maaser sheni can't be eaten be'aninos. Even if you don't hold that drasha, nevertheless by eating matzah shelo, you're going to need matzah that belongs to you. Vilo shel gavoah, right? The kama parach mikseh matzah shem. The Gemara's going to ask, where do you learn that from? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that's like by Esther. We'll see in a moment. It's lekachim lachem. Doesn't say lechem or matzah shem anywhere when it comes to matzah, so how do you know it has to belong to you? Next din, esrog shel maaser sheni. If you have an esrog of maaser sheni, the divrei Rav Meir, again, according to Rav Meir, that's mamon gavoah, ein yotze bo yidichov asa yomtov, yinak be yotze your chiyuv on sukkis. Well, divrei chachamim, according to chachamim, that it's mamon bailim, adam yotze bo yidichov asa yomtov, you will be yotze. So Gemara says, let's source this. Maskev la Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks, Bishlama Isa, I understand if you have a dough, whether or not you're going to take challah from it or not, it's subject to those machlokas, the ksiv, ariso seichem. It says ariso seichem, challah terim truma. Reishis ariso seichem. It has to be the first of your dough. Mishelechem. It has to be yours. So Rav Meir is going to say that Maaser Sheni is not yours. And therefore you can't use it. There's no chiyuv of that because it's not yours. Also, esrog nami diksiv, I understand why this machlokas applies to esrog as well. Diksiv ulukachtem lachem by Yom HaRishon creates a dar of the chule. So it says that this is lachem, mishel lachem yehi, has to be yours, at least on the first day. Ela matzah, but matzah maaser sheni, why is it subject to this machlokas? Miksiv masaschem, doesn't say anywhere that the matzah has to belong to you. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Amarava, the itamer of Yemer bar Shlamia, asir of non exer shava of lechem lechem. It says lechem by matzah, it says lechem by challah. Ksiv hacha, it says by matzah, lechem oni. Ksiv hasam by challah, it says v'haya ba'ochalchem mi lechem ha'aretz. So we're going to make a gzeir shava lechem, lechem. Mala Allah, and just like by challah, it has to be, there's no chiv unless it's mishalachem. Afkan, so too by matzah, you're not going to be yotzei yichov, unless it's matzah, that's mishalachem. And therefore, as an outgrowth of that, if a bear holds that maaser sheni is not yours, you're not going to be yotzei matzah made out of maaser sheni because it's not mishalachem. Shivas Haminim, I believe. Shivas Haminim. Maybe Midrabanan, maybe it's Chalamor. I don't know. Maybe. I thought it was a Shiva Saminim. Right. How's an Esrog a Shiva Saminim? Didn't see anything. Everyone always focuses on just why he says B'yantav as opposed to Sukkos. But then I didn't see anything about that. You don't know. Okay. So Gemara then says, Lema Misayile. Let's say that we have a source or a support for Rav Asi, where the Brisa says, Isa shal Maiser Sheni. If you have the dough of Maiser Sheni, Peturim in the Chala de Rav Meir, the Chachomar Mechayevis. It says that Maiser Sheni will be Pater from Chala, according to Rav Meir, and the Chachomar say it's Chayev. So you see, you have a support. The Gemara says, Lema Misayah. That's not support. Hainuach. That's more than a support. That's exactly, because we just read it as a deduction. But we deduced, because Rav Meir says that Maiser Sheni belongs to Gavoah, therefore you won't have to be Chayv to Chala. Let's bring a support. It's not a support. It's the actual Hainuach. It's the actual statement. So we're saying, no, Hachika Amar. This is what it means. Lema mi depligi bi isa. Maybe we should say, from the fact that they argue by the dough, that it's that of Maiser Sheni, that it's not Chayv in Chala, so maybe since we see it explicit there, Bahanach Nami Pligi, that's also a raya that they argue by Esrog and Matzah. And therefore you would have a support from this Brisa for all three statements that Rav Asi made. O Dilmor, maybe we say Shani Hasa, maybe we say that by Chala different. Chala specifically you need, and there will be the machlokas there because you need it to belong to you. The Ksiv Arisosechem, Arisosechem, Shrei Zimne. Because it says Arisosechem twice. What does that mean? Rashi says, Aval Hasam. Right, but over there, by Esrog, maybe Lachem wouldn't come to, you need Lachem for something else. Lachem would be the Mu'ute Sha'ul V'Gazel, to exclude something that's borrowed or stolen. Al Esrog Shal Maiser Sheni, but maybe Esrog Maiser Sheni, the Haid Yisavei Le'Lachila, Nafi Be'Afila Rav Meir. Since you can eat it, maybe be Yotze even according to Rav Meir. So you try to use that Brisa to prove all three cases. So no, maybe the Chala of Maiser Sheni is different, because Chala, it says Ariso Sechem twice. So that twice shows you that the second limud of Ariso Sechem means it belongs to you. Maybe you can learn Lachem to teach you something else, so it's not necessarily a raya for Rav Asi's statement that Rav Meir would hold across the board that Maiser Sheni, that in fact that he holds Maiser Sheni is Mam Gavo, would have an impact. Okay. Next. Ba'i Rav Shimon Ben Lakish. Rav Shimon Ben Lakish asked the following question. According to the Chachamim, it's only according to the Chachamim, who hold that Maiser Sheni is Mamon Bailam, and therefore Maiser Sheni would be Chayiv in Afrashas Chala. Mahu Sheyetzi Adam Yedei Chovaso B'Chala Shal Maiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Can a Kohen be Yotzei his Chiyuv of Achilas Matzah if the Matzah is made from Chala of Maiser Sheni? And you brought it, it's Maiser Sheni dough, right? You take off the Chala belongs to the Kohen. Can he use that challah to be yotze his mitzvah of matzah? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Aliba de Riosa Glili Loti Baila. Hashtod bechulo not bechalasu mibaye. So according to Riosa Glili, as Rashi says, who says before, that you're not yotze with Maiser Sheni at all, because Maiser Sheni cannot be is not lechem only, because it's not going to be in baninus. So then there's no shaylah either. If you can't use Maiser Sheni that's not challah, meaning Maiser Sheni that's chulin, right, as challah going to say is a level of truma. But if you can't use Maiser Sheni that's chulin, of course you're not going to be able to use Maiser Sheni that's chala, because that cannot be eaten be'oni. It has to be eaten be'simcha. So kiti ba'ilach, the question is going to be according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva was the one who said that you are able to use Maiser Sheni to be yotzi yachiv of chala, and he learned lechem oni to teach you something else. He didn't teach you lechem, right? He said that. Because it said, you have to be able to eat matzos in all your dwellings, wherever you can eat. And the Chacham said that you only yotzi matzah that can be eaten anywhere, but not even though Maiser Sheni can be eaten, must be eaten in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Akiva said that yotzi Maiser Sheni, because even though you're not eating matzah in Yerushalayim, Hoyol, since if it would become Tameh, you will be able to redeem it and then eat it outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, it has a case of Mechol Moshe Seichem. So there the question is then, fine. So maybe Rabbi Kiva only says, Bechulin Hudin Nafik. Only if it's Maiser Sheni of Chulin that became Tameh, that would be mutter for everybody and be mutter to be yotze the chiyuv of chala. The imi tamu, because since if it became tamei, yesh lahen heter b'chol moshavos. Then it has a heter to be in throughout the land. It became tamei. You can redeem it and take it away. Therefore, and take it elsewhere. Therefore, it has the heter of the chol moshavosechem. Aval chala, but if you're using the chala of Maiser Sheni, right, it was hufrash off the Maiser Sheni, the imi tamei, if the chala becomes tamei, it's not all of a sudden now that the chala could be eaten anywhere outside Yerushalayim. Less lay heter b'moshavos. It doesn't have a heter everywhere else. Ulisreifa azla. It has to be burnt. It has to be destroyed. So therefore, lo nafik. The person maybe not going to be yotzei because he can't. It doesn't satisfy Rabbi Akiva's din b'chol moshavosechem. O dilma. Or do we say amrina? We could say we'll say hoel. Hoel v'ilo kara aleh hashem. Maybe you could say if I didn't call this chala the itame and it would become tame. Maybe we'll say that since, theoretically, had you not called it challah, and then had it become tameh, you could then eat it, that's enough. And therefore, it would satisfy the din of b'chol moshav seichem, and the kohen would be able to use challah of Maaser Sheni for matzah. That's the suffix. First side says, no, we only say b'chol moshav seichem by chulin, because if that became tameh, that could be anywhere in the country, but by challah, if it becomes tummy, it has to be burned. Or do we say no? You can go one step further. Even if you called it, even if you mafish challah, had you not been mafish challah, and then it became tummy, you can eat it b'chol moshav seichem, which is like beyond. So the Gemara says, "Ikud amri, havade lo tibaylach." That's definitely not a shayla. Meaning, you could definitely be yotzei. The kohen can be yotzei with hischiv of matzah. With challah from off of the Maaser Sheni, okay? Because we say hoil, right? The vade armin and hoil, because we would say hoil. Had you not called it challah, it would have a heter b'chol moshavos. Kiti bayilach. What's the question? It's b'challah halakuach b'kesef Maaser Sheni. So what's the case here? The case would be that you use challah not of Maaser Sheni. What happened was the person was pode his Maaser Sheni onto money. Use that money to go to Yerushalayim, bought dough, and then used, and it was mafresh challah off that dough, and then you want to use that dough for the challah, for the matzah. Got it? So, it's another step. It's another step. You have to say hoel twice. That's what we're going to be. That's what it's going to be.
What?
What
if you know,
hoel?
Why wouldn't it be good?
We say hoel or migel all over Shas. We use that. Since it could have done this,
then you know. Maybe
right, no, well, that's good. That's not hoil.
Basically, saying
right, it's I don't know if it's specs paper because this actually happened. But you're saying that what status does this have?
It's almost like an item has a kashrus kasha. So you're saying
this is the other way around.
Well, how can you use it? What if it would be? Well,
this is the other way around. We're saying this item is usser, but since it could,
if it would become tummy.
Right, that doesn't mean it's us, that just means it has a different status.
That has a different status, but why would it be in question that, what if you take one, what if a guy would touch it?
It's going the other way. Here we're trying to be makeyot, to allow you to use it for your chilas matzah.
Right, but we're asking a question, what if it would?
No, not what if, is that since it could have been, it could have happened, we give it the status of that could have happened. That's, so, liba the Rabbanon loti bailach. Again, according to the Rabbanon, there's no kasha, right? Came into Amr Yipadeh, hainu meiser. Since they hold that it can be redeemed, it's meiser. Let's just read. Kiti bailach, the shayla is going to be, a liba the Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Yikaver, which says it has to be buried. So, what's going on? Okay. So now, Rashi? Okay. Where is it? Okay, you see the middle of Rashi is Halev Keach Kesef of Maaser Sheni be Yerushalayim. Okay, Veliba de Rabbanon. See, Veliba de Rabbanon. The Pligia Lei de Rabbi Yehuda, who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri, and they say, Lakuach be Keser Maaser. They say anything that's bought with the money of Maaser Sheni, Shenitma, that becomes Tame, Yipadeh, that can be redeemed. The Alima Lemitmas Pidyono. What happens is when you are redeemed of Maaser Sheni onto money, and then you use that money to buy produce. Is that produce that you now bought, does it have the same high status as real Maaser Sheni? or is it a little weaker in its kedusha? Because they're going to, if you hold it's a little weaker, you're going to say that something that's so weak has less status of, you know, of Maaser Sheni. So according to Rabbanim, it's saying no, it has this status, right? The afal gav the hach chala less like heter b'moshavos the chol zman shalom nitma in a pidyon Yerushalayim u'minitma shuvin lo heter achil the hachalahu afil hachem bin hoyel. Okay. So let's read the, I'm trying to figure out the best way to explain it. So let's read the Mishnah.
Why is this a whole situation?
We'll see. Okay, so the Tznan. Because we have a Mishnah in Maseches Maaser Sheni that says, Halakuach bekesef Maaser Sheni. Something that's bought with Maaser Sheni money. Again, I had Maaser Sheni, I redeemed them to money, I brought to Yerushalayim, and I bought something else. So it's bought with kesef Maaser Sheni. Shenitma, that became Tamei. The Chachamim say, Yipadeh. You can still redeem it. You can redeem that thing that's Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda says that thing has to be buried because food, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that is bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni, does not have such a strong Kedusha, and therefore, since it doesn't have such a strong Kedusha, it cannot be redeemed onto something else. It's a little counterintuitive, but the less Kadosh something is, the less you have the ability to redeem it. Because in order to redeem something, it has to have a higher status. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, this has a lower status, it can't be redeemed. So if it became Tameh, you have to bury it. According to Chacham, it has the same status as Maaser Sheni, so it has the power to be redeemed. So if it becomes Tameh, you can redeem it, and you're okay. So now, according to Rabbanan, there's no question here, because this is the same thing as Maaser Sheni. It says Mamish Maaser Sheni. So just like Maaser Sheni, you would say, since it could, what if it became, not, Maaser Sheni, it has a din of the Chomosh Hoseichem, because if it became Tameh, you can eat it anywhere else. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you would say, doesn't have the Chomosh Hoseichem, it cannot be eaten anywhere else, because only, when do we say it can be eaten anywhere else? If it became Tameh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if this became Tameh, it gets buried. It can't be eaten anywhere else, because it can't be redeemed. So that's what we say. According to Rabbi Yehuda now, Mi Arminan Ho'il V'i Lo Lakuo Chaveh, right? The Ho'il Lo Karel Hashem, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to say two ho'ils. You would have to say, number one, ho'il that you didn't redeem, that you didn't use it to buy produce. Maybe you would have, since if you didn't use Maaser Sheni money to buy it, rather you had regular Maaser Sheni. And since if it would have been Kantameh, then you have B'chol Moshe Seichem, so too here it's B'chol Moshe Seichem. You have to say ho'il twice. You have to say, and this is Shabbat Joshua even twice as much, because you have to say Ho'il twice. You have to say Ho'il that it could have gotten Tameh, and Ho'il that it could have been regular Maaser Sheni produce, and not produce that was bought with Maaser Sheni money. O Dilma, or do you say, Chad Ho'il Aminan, Trey Ho'il Aminan, or do you say maybe, you know, Josh will knock you off if we say one Ho'il, but to say two Ho'ils, that's too much, and therefore that wouldn't be considered something that has a heter b'chol moshe seichem, and you wouldn't be able to use that to be yotzi yichiv v'matz. Again, the case is where I took Maaser Sheni, I was poda it under money, I used that money in Yerushalayim to now buy another, to buy dough, took challah from that dough, trying to use yotzi matzah with that challah. So according to Chachamim, well, that produce that you used has the same status as Maaser Sheni. So therefore, you don't have to say Ho'il once, because maybe if it would have gotten Tameh, then it happened B'chol Moshe Seichem. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say Ho'il twice. You have to say Ho'il it could have gotten Tameh, and Ho'il you could have used regular Maaser Sheni, as opposed to not using it to buy something else. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Mestabra, Shem Maaser Chadu. Mestabra, Rabba says that you can say Ho'il twice. There's no chilik between Maaser Sheni. He's going to say the Maaser Sheni falls into a category. No matter anything that has a status of Maaser Sheni, you're going to say Ho'il on it and allow it to be B'chol Moshe Seichem, and therefore allow you to be Yotze. I did not think that was going to be the outcome of the Gemara, but the Gemara doesn't have to be me, right? Rashi says, "Bless Rashi, Mistaber Shem Maaser Chadu, V'kihechi D'nafik B'Maaser Gufei, Nafik B'Chalasso." Since like you're Yotze with Maaser Sheni itself, you can be Yotze with its Chala. Ho'el B'Shem Chala No Nafik B'Alma Michal Matzah V'Nafik Nami B'Chalasso. It says it's one Shem Maaser Sheni. Across the board, you can be yotze with Maaser Sheni, even if you have to go through all these steps in order to get to the heter b'chol moshe seichem. Okay. Next, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if you had chalos toda, right, you had, when you make the bring a korban toda, you bring four sets of ten of challah. Three of those sets are matzah, and one is chametz. You have chalos todah, you want to be yotze yuchiv of achilas matzah with chalos that were made for the korban todah, or with chalos that were made for the rikike nazir. Where the nazir is supposed to bring these korbanos, and rikike nazir, you want to be yotze. So we said, if you made the challah, if you made these matzahs for the purpose of the karban, right, if you made them for your own purpose, which meant for the purpose of the karban, you can't use them to be yotze. So the Gemara says, we know hanimili. How do we know this din, that you're not yotze yechiv of matzah by chalas tod, with chalas tod or kiki nazir, that a person made for himself, even though these things are not chametz, because you have to make sure that these things are not chametz. So Amar Rabba, Rabba says the Amar Kara, because the pasuk says by the matzah of Pesach, says Ushmar temes amatzos. Forget what that means. More on Thursday's daf. Ushmar temes amatzos. You have to guard the matzos. Rashi says Kol shimor shatam mishamrosh lo tachmitz. When it comes to watching the matzah, the guarding the matzah for Pesach, number one, you have to do shalom machmitz, and you have to be hiskabin l'shem matzah shalom mitzvah. Rashi says both shitas. You have to guard it from being chametz, and you have to have intent that this is for matzah. Shem mitzvah matzah. You have to have that intent. And this, so it has to be matzah hamishtamerish l'shem matzah. It has to be matzah that's guarded for the purpose of matzah. Yotzes ozo, so that comes to exclude the chalos todah and the rikike nazir, she'ein mishtamerish l'shem matzah el l'shem zevach. That wasn't guarded. That wasn't made for the purpose of matzah. That was made for the purpose of a korban. So it has, the intent is off. So since the intent is off, that's why it cannot be used for Pesach. Rashi says, Yotzas the lav l'shem matzah shol mitzvah Pesach avidle, el l'shem matzah shol zevach. Rav Yosef Amar, he gives another reason. I'm not sure if Rav Yosef is arguing, but he's giving another reason. Rav Yosef Amar, he says that Amakra, the pasuk says by matzos, it says, Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. Matzah should be eaten for 7 days. So you're only yotze yuchiyuv of matzah hanacheles l'shivas yamim. You have to be able to use matzah that can be eaten for 7 days. Yotza zo, that comes to exclude matzah that was made for your todah or your kiki nazir, she'ena necheles l'shivas yamim, el yom echad, the yom v'layla. Because the matzah of the karban has a different time frame. It has to be eaten at a certain amount of time frame. It has to be eaten for karban todah. It's basically today, or kiki matzah, it's today and tomorrow. But you need, Yosef says you need to be, only can have matzah that was made with the intent to be eaten for 7 days. These are not made with the intent to eat for 7 days, because they have to eat as a karban. Rashi says, she'enu necheles l'shiva, he says, the la'acha yom v'layla, after 1 day and 1 night, have nosar. These things become nosar. I guess, k'diksiv, u'basa zevach l'shlomo, b'yom korbano, v'hecha delo, okay, what about if he didn't have the karban shefted? So what happens? So maybe not going to come nosar. Right? Rashi says, "Heichad lo nishkal in azeven azevach afagav de achshav yeshlo hetar shiva." Now you're not going to have a problem of nosar, because it's talking about the chalas of todah. They only become real chalas of todah when the korban todah is shechted. Then you have this time period. What we're dealing here now, we probably weren't yotze. You didn't weren't marked the korban, so they really don't have this issue of nosar. Nevertheless, miyu ki avda lav l'shem matzah ruui lemitzvah is kaving. The avda adaita lipsul beyom v'layla avid ve'ismul ravosh adrasha. He says, it's not only that it has to be. It's even if your intent was that this matzah should only be eaten for a day and a night. You have to have the intent that your matzah is going to be eaten for 7 days. Here, when you made these matzos, your intent was to only eat the day and the night. The korban wasn't shechted, and now they're not subject to the day and night. Doesn't matter. Rashi is saying that's what was your intent. So you have to have. Rav Yosef said again that the matzah has to be matzah that's intended to be eaten for 7 days. So Tanik Abasi de Rabba and Tanik Abasi de Rav Yosef. We have raises that support both explanations, both of Rabba and Rav Yosef. Tanya Kavasi de Rabba, price that sorts Rabba, Yochol Yetse Yidei Chovaso Bechalos Todo Rikike Nazir. You thought maybe you'd be Yotze with Chalos Todo Rikike Nazir. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, you have to guard the Matzos. Matzah Mishtamer Soshe Matzah, that's what you Yotze Yerchov. Yotza zo she'ena mishtamer shoshei matzah elishum zevach comes to exclude these that were not guarded for the purpose of matzah; they were guarded for the purpose of zevach. B'tanya kavasei de Rav Yosef and b'braisa that supports the shita of Rav Yosef. Yochol yetsi adim lechavasa b'chalas tov rikei nazir. Talmud Lomar shivas yamim matz tochelu matzah nechel so shiva yotza zo she'ena nechel so shiva el yom echad. Liyom v'layla for yom one day and a night. So you have these prices that support both Rabba and Rav Yosef, their understanding as to why you cannot use the chalos of Blech Maitoda and Rekhi Kedazir to be Yotu Yechiyo for Matzah. So Gemara says, well, typically, why do I have to come on to all these drushas? We already have something that already could exclude the chalas of Toda and Rekhi Kedazir. Typically, Lechem no Oni. It's Misha Necha Ba'aninus. You're only allowed to use Lechem Oni. You can't use bread. We said before, you can't, at least according to Rabbi Yossi and Glili, you can't use bread or matzah that can't be eaten Ba'aninus. Right? Misha Necha Ba'aninus. Yotza Zeh, that comes to exclude the Korban Toda and Rekhi Kedazir, She'enu Necha Ba'aninus El Basimcha. No kachim, no part of a korban can be eaten when you're an onin, when you're an avelus. So these items don't satisfy the din of lechem oni because these items may not be eaten by anidas. So the Gemara says, okay, that's easy. Sarva lo kinu Rabbi Akiva the amar aniksiv. This sheet they will hold like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn that drasha of lechem oni. That was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva said that it says oni without the vav, and you have to learn it. What lechem oni meant to exclude matzah shira. He didn't have this drasha of aninus. So that's why, so it goes according to Rabbi Akiva. So Gemara says, okay, but so you say you have this problem of matzah shira. So typically, the havili matzah shira. Well, then you should exclude the chalos satoda and the kike nazir because they're matzah shira. Why? Because you mix oil in these. Right? The pasuk says, it's chalatz matzos bilulos b'shemen. Urikike matzos mishuchu b'shemen. That's what it says by the korban toda, and by the nazir it says v'sal matzos solos chalos belulos b'shemen. Urikike matzos mishuchu b'shemen. They have oil in it. We just said if you mix it with oil on it, that becomes matzah ashira. And so Rabbi Kiva also said lechem oni. So I have both drushos of lech. According to Yosef Gluli, I say this is not lechem oni because you can't eat it baninus. You're going according to Rabbi Kiva. It's also not lechem oni because it's matzah ashira because it has oil. So why do you have to come on to these other drushos? So Gemara says, it's not really matzah shira. Yeah, you're putting oil in it, but they're basically what they're saying, you're putting such a small amount in comparison to all the matzahs and all the dough, it's not going to raise its status to lechem oni. I guess it becomes batel. I'm not exactly sure. It's Amr Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak. Revius he. You're putting in a revius halog of oil. Umischalekes he lekama chalos. And it's spread out amongst a bunch of chalos. And therefore, it's not going to be considered matzah shira. There's not enough oil. Right? Rashi goes through the calculation, and therefore this is not going to be considered matzah shira. It's not enough oil to make it into matzah shira. The matzah is okay, but typically the ena nechalas b'choma shavas. Well, we just had another drasha. What was the drasha? Was the drasha was that matzah has to be? It says b'chomo shoseichem tochlu matzos. Matzos have to be something that can be eaten everywhere. These are chalos and the chalos atoda and the rikike nazir. They're limited in where they can eat. They have to be eaten only in Yerushalayim. It's not b'chol mochshavos. They can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So here, this is the biggest whole wheel. The Gemara says, Amrei Shlokas, Zoso Meres, this comes to teach us that Chalas Toda Urikike Nazir Ne'echolim B'Nov Givon. During the time when you had the Heter Habamos, the Chalas Toda and the Rikike Nazir were able to be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Right, so therefore, during that time, they were b'chol moshe v'seichem. Well, the Torah existed during that time also. They already satisfied b'chol moshe v'seichem. So therefore, I would need another drasha to say that they're not going to be yotzi of matzah. That's why I have to come out to shivas yamim or matzahs or the other one was according to Rabbah was b'shmartem etzah matzos because you were worried about that it's not eaten b'chol moshe v'seichem. Until the base of Midrash was built, it was b'chol moshe v'seichem. That seems to be what the Gemara is saying. Let us smile. Okay, I can't see. All right. So Amar Reish Lakish is also Meres Chalos Toda Rikikin Nazir Nechalim and Ovegivon. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, let's find the right Rashi here. So it's Rashi in the wide lines. Will go 1, 2, 3, 4 lines in. He says there, Nova Givet, Shahai Yucholim Laholichom, Bechol Mokum Sheyirtsu, Besoch Zman Achilasan. Right, the time of Perek Basu, Mizvachim, Bolon Nova Givon, Hutu Abamos, Kache Kadashim Echel Mufnim Nikolayim, Kache Kalim Mumai Shashani, Bechol Ari Yisrael. So therefore, then it goes through when the Bamos were Mutu, when the Bamos are not. So since it had a heter of the Chomosh Mosechem, before the Beis Hamikdash was built, we need other drashas. Okay. Tanya, right, we're going to learn in a Braisa. What? The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Lai, Rabbi, I hear it a little bit because okay, so all those years that you were in until the base of Midrash was built.
Right? If Yossi was here, he'd be asking if there was a time machine to go back in.
So all those years before the base of Midrash was built. So if you didn't have the drasha, didn't have these drashas with the two brisas, then you would be able to use it, because it would have satisfied b'chol moshe l'seichem. So the drasha comes to exclude it even during those times, and it continues. And nowadays, in the Beis HaMikdash, we have three reasons why it's not. I don't have the b'kiyus to know that. I don't know. Okay. Tanya, we learned it. Well, we did double whole wheels. So I guess we're just. So you see right away that that. Right.
And L'shem mitzvah matzah for Nazir is the same thing as mitzvah matzah for matzah?
No, that's what we had. That the drasha. That's why you can't. That was the reason. That was one of the reasons why they say you may not use the chalas Nazir, because it's not. You don't have the same lishma.
So what do I have to ask anything after that?
It was just another drasha. They had another drasha. Rav Yosef had another. That's why I said I wasn't sure whether they're arguing or not. He's just piling on three reasons now. I didn't think that one was arguing on the other. Okay, Tanya, I'm a Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi says, now we're going back generations, Rabbi Eloi is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's father, obviously. He's talking about these Tanoim, so we're in a Brisa. So Sha'alti is Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, Mahu Sheyetzi Adam, B'chalas Toda, Uri Kikinazir. May a person be Yotze Yitzchiv of Matzah, B'chalas Toda, Kikinazir. So this is before the Mishnah, that's what's in the Brisa. It's asking the question that our Mishnah said explicitly. Amar Li, and he said back to me, I mean Rabbi Eliezer, said back to Rabbi Eloi, Lo Shamati, I don't know. So Bati Vishathis made Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eloi then went and asked Rabbi Yeshua, the Amr Li, and he says to me, Hare Amru, we've said, Chalos Toda Urikike Nazir. So I guess he's quoting to him now the halacha that's going to end up being established in the Mishnah. He says, Bati Vishalti Lifnei Rabbi Yeshua, the Amr Li, and says to me, Hare Amru, we've said, Chalos Toda Urikike Nazir, Sha'asad Le Asmo, if a person made it for himself, Ain Adam Yotze Bohen, Yinak Meyotze Yechov, because you made it for the purpose of the carbon. But if a person made a limkor b'shuk, if a person made these chalos with the intent to sell in the marketplace for someone to buy them, then Yotze Bohen, his Yotze, if the person then buys them for matzah, for Pesach, he's going to be Yotze. Right? Kishabati v'hitzisi devar v'nei Rabbi Eliezer. So then when I went and I took Rabbi Yeshua's rule, and I went back to Rabbi Eliezer, who didn't know the answer beforehand, he says to me, Amrali Bris, which is like I swear, unbelievable, Hein Heim HaDvar Mishnemer L'Moshe Mishinai. This is a beautiful explanation. It's as if it came from straight down from Moshe Mishinai, which means that he accepted it. Ika da Amri, some say, it was more rhetorical. He goes, Bris, really? Hein Heim HaDvar Mishnemer L'Moshe Mishinai? Is this Halacha L'Moshe Mishinai? For a little time, boy? It doesn't need a reason? What's the Svara behind it? I think they say, what's the story behind making a distinction between whether you made the chalos from Rikiki Nazir for yourself, or you made the chalos from Rikiki Nazir for somebody else? So the Gemara says, but time am I? So okay, what is the reason? What is the distinction? So Amar Rabba says, basically the answer is when you make something for the marketplace, you make it with multiple intent. Whoever buys it for whatever they need, that's what I'm going to sell it for. If someone wants to buy the pair of pants to wear on his head, so I'm selling a pair of pants for him to wear on his head. It makes no difference to me as long as he buys it. So my intent is for everything. And that's what he says. Amaraba, kol lishuk imluch mamlich. He says in his mind. Actually, imluch mamlich. The Amar, and he says, im mizdavon mizdavon. If it's bought, and I'm successful in selling this for somebody who wants to be yotze chalos or rikike nazir, fine. Ve'ilo mizdaven, and if I can't sell it, I'll keep it for myself. Ilo mizdaven epok bo'ana, I'll be yotze myself. Right, yidei chovas matzah, Rashi says. So basically, he's sort of like he makes a tanai. if I sell it for the carbon, it'll be for the carbon. If I don't sell it for the carbon, it'll be for me to be yotze matzah. But if I myself am making the carbon for making the matzah for my carbon, I'm not making a tanai. If I need it for the carbon, no, you're making it for the carbon. And now I'm not yotze the carbon. You don't have that intent in mind. That if the carbon doesn't, I don't know. Maybe if you do, maybe the guy makes the matzah himself and says, "Listen, I'm making this for the chalas toda. But if the carbon is good, for some reason gets spoiled, then I'm going to use it for my own personal matzah." Maybe it would be yotze. I don't know. But it seems to be that the tanai, the default, is more by a baker who's going to say that if if A, it should be for to be sold. If it's not sold, it'll be Yotzi for Matzah. That's why he makes the distinction. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with the Mishnah when we get into discussions of Maror. And we'll come back to Matzah on Thursday. Okay.